Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the humored husband trying to get a hold of his, trying to reconcile with his wife, and the dad trying to talk with his kids. Ah, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's not a recorded message. Several things. So I'm afraid I might get long, but anyway. One is, I did talk with my friend Chris. He returned from his week-long vacation, and we had a delightful conversation for over 2 hours. We did a lot of stuff in the scripture. It was a joy. It was an intense joy. But one of the comments that was made is that while he was there, and I've mentioned before, he has some strain between the relationship between him and his wife. But they played tennis together, which was a delightful encouragement to him and hopefully her. And they're hoping to do that again. But the other thing that was said is he watched a couple walking on the beach. He saw them more than once. He saw them walking on the beach. They were arguing like crazy. And he saw them again and saw them again. But they weren't arguing each time. The thing that I found fascinating about that he even mentioned, was that even through the arguments, they were together. My wife and I haven't really ever had a shouting match. She just walked out of me, which I find most unfortunate. I'd like to have a serious argument, if that's what it takes to get you back, because I love you. One other piece of bit of celebration, and then I have some interesting news. I did yesterday my walk around the block. This is it's exactly 1 mile with the hills. And I was shooting for 13 minutes, 20 seconds to make the 4.5 mile an hour rate. My best time was 13:25. And yesterday I did 13:07. I dropped 18 seconds off of the time, which is just shy of 4.6 miles an hour. So I was really pleased. And the thing that I found interesting about that is that morning I also watched a video of a guy in Russia who called it freeze diving. He is a diver who dives under the water without any equipment besides a mask. And so he goes only for a short period of time and comes back up. But he also goes for depth. And apparently the world record was like 70 meters or just shy of 70 meters, whatever. And, this is under ice. This is not in, pleasant water. He's doing this when it's cold. They carve a hole in the ice for him to do this. And it was done over a period of several days. And then the day he tried it, apparently while he was there, the day before he tried it, but not, somebody broke the record. Got to like 71 meters. So he tried and got to like 78. And the thing I found fascinating about that, didn't change the world. Very few people care. But it's something he had to do. You know, there's no fanfare. There's no big deal. It's an oddity. You don't have people all around the world thirsting to do this. But he had to do it. And he did it. And I find that fascinating because that's my walk. So I made my 4.5 miles an hour around the block, and I did the 4.5 miles on the greenway for the 4.2 mile trek. You know, no big deal compared to a Olympic speed walker. No, I'm not that fast, but it's what I could do. And I would suggest it still puts me that speed. I really think it probably puts me in the top 1% of walkers because, you have to build up to that. And so a lot of people could build up to that, but people who actually do that are very few. But the other thing that I found humorous, somebody apparently in Florida, I believe it was, earlier today, watched several videos on the Kozlowski.org site. Again, normally I don't check this, but it was timing, and because it was unusual, I noticed. because the reported IP initially was Florida. Then it changed to, I think it was Paris, then Switzerland and Japan or whatnot. And there's evidence, the same computer. So, I mean, the hiding service didn't hide very well. But, you know, and of course, I have limited capability. But even, you know, I could find this was easy. But the thing that I found fascinating for a period of over an hour, they watched a lot of videos, and some of them apparently they went through, others they moved on. But let me give you the list, because I think it might be an indication of where the interest lies. First one I have here is Jim Cross Trying Again from 2017. Then the more recent Perseverance and Reconciliation. Then This Is Day 1000. It Would Be Great to Start to Reconcile. Then The Problem is not the Story, Love Your Neighbor by Local. Then the one on My Health, The Greenway, Do You Want to Reconcile? I Have Something of Yours, which is actually very short, from December 30th, 2016. It's delightful. I recommend that one. Anyway, then The Unambiguous Celebration of My Wife, Our Anniversary, Continued Appeal for Reconciliation. I suggest an important read for my kids. Long title. Then it was only brief. They may watch The Project Veritas and The Printerist Whistleblower. Then what fascinated me, they watched the series The House in Ducktown, The Ducktown, Ducktown Exit. This is from my staying a couple times at the Leonard's house in Ducktown. Then the Jim Cross in Islam, plus James White and Yasser Qadhi. Then Jim Cross, Scripture Alone, and Stomp You Reviewed. Now, you might notice a theme here. Obviously, I don't have the identity of the person who did this. I have the clue that this whole series started in Florida. And I'm humored that they used a service to hide their and I'm sorry. I got it. It didn't work. You're wasting your money. Again, considering what I can do, what the intelligence community does, and what the the intelligence community includes people like Google. I mean, they are really, they are an arm of the intelligence community. But anyway, they know this even better than I do. So, if I can get past these hiding services, imagine what they can do. Because they have a little bit more resources. But, the thing that's fascinating is this was my appeal to Jim Cross. Because my objective, and I think you will find it consistent, because whoever watched this did go from 2016, 2017, 2018 videos, and of course 2019 videos. There's been a consistent message. I would suggest maybe there's a maturing in my use of scripture and things of that nature. But the underlying principle, my objective to reconcile with Jim Cross, remains stable. It's been there for a long time. My desire is still there. As I've stated very, very frequently, that sooner or later, one of us is going to die, and then eventually the other. And before that happens, my desire is to have a reconciled relationship with Jim Cross. I will repeat yet again the example of the Apostle Paul calling out the Apostle Peter in Galatians 2, because what Peter did was wrong. What Jim Cross is doing is wrong. Both cases, the wrong party is called out. In the case of Peter and Paul, we see clearly in 2 Peter, the reconciliation occurred. I am asking still, yet again, over and over again, repeatedly and a lot, for Jim Cross to come back to the table and reconcile with his son-in-law, me. A follower of Christ has no other option besides telling the Lord, nay, 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 I don't care about you. No, a follower of Christ would say, Lord, this is going to hurt. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to say things that are wrong, maybe rude. There'll be a lot of missteps. There'll be some angry feelings and whatnot, but we have to do this. In our sinful way, we have to do this. Two sinful men who are as foul as can be, complete scumbags, need to reconcile. We're going to make mistakes in the process. We need to persevere to the end and reconcile. Jim Cross, get off your be willing to talk to me. I am going to be open and frank with you. But I'm not going to condemn you. I'm going to seek reconciliation because I follow the Lord who reconciled with me. And my assumption is he's reconciled with you. And his command to us is to reconcile with each other. And it's not bygones be bygones, as I pointed out before, and I can elaborate again. That's Islam. We're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. We're called to reconcile. Jim Cross, come to the table. Reconcile with your son-in-law, please. And by the way, Dorothy Jane, besides I want to reconcile with you, I also love you.